Welcome to The Growth Machine, your backstage pass to the minds behind today's most successful digital marketing agencies. Each episode, we unpack real-world playbooks for scaling revenue, delighting clients, and building cultures that last. The Growth Machine is powered by Dream Giant, the partner that sparks qualified interest, turns leads into signed contracts, and nurtures a loyal tribe of eager buyers. Ready to think bigger? Hit play and let's dream giant. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Growth Machine podcast. I'm your host, Shane Miller, and today I have Danny Starr, the CEO and owner of Website Depot. How you doing, Danny?
Doing great. Thank you. Thank you, Sean, for having me over.
Yes, of course. Funny story here. Danny and I reached out to him over email to be on the podcast, and then we both realized that we had actually met 7 years ago. Came into his office, and I was like, oh my gosh, Danny, like, it's been so long.
Yes, true.
Yeah, it was a funny little coincidence. So I was really excited to meet with Danny to talk about Website Depot more, but I'm going to let him describe what Website Depot does, because I'm sure he'll do a much better job than I ever would.
Thank you. Thank you for your, nice words. So Website Depot is a full-service digital marketing agency. We specialize in home improvement services, attorneys, and health department. Those are our three top niches. We've been, in LA doing business for past 15 years, built a lot of successful startups. You know, we made a lot of millionaires within those decade and a half. Our team consists of full-scale developers, programmers, paid marketing, digital marketers, influencers that take businesses' help online, getting more visibility and improve their, leads, conversions, and sales thereafter.
Gotcha. Makes a lot of sense. It must feel really good when you make a client rich, right?
Yeah, it feels good making clients rich. So we are really happy to have experienced that, right? Because when I started a company, I wanted to do something where it would be like an educational ground, for me to get involved in like different industries and see, the business from different perspective, how they can, how they start, how they build, and then how they grow. So it's a great experience. And, if you like what you do, it's really fulfilling, for well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. And what made you kind of like niche down into, I think you said, home services, legal, and healthcare?
Yeah, so from the beginning when I started, I was advertising like SEO expert, best SEO service. So with that type of strategy, we've gotten all type of clientele. We got businesses from movie industry, from arts, crafts, retails, so then we start specializing, within like first 3-4 years, we noticed that it'll be hard to be, good at all of different fields, right? So we start kind of looking at where is our biggest added value for the clients, as well as, where is good money, right? Because end of the day, you do this for the business to make money. So we noticed that, staying away from startup is basically a little key, because all startups don't make it happen. And then COVID hit, that was another lesson learned, right? Where we have to switch, to see which businesses are COVID or depression proven. So a lot of retail dropped down as we discussed, right, through the COVID. And thereafter, we've noticed that, home improvement is not going anywhere. People are going to always need to improve their homes, and people are going to always want to invest into their homes. And then legal, legal is, mom and dad say you should be a lawyer one day, right? So legal is always good. And then health is also a niche that is very profitable, and it has good margins for success. But we've done all of the industries. We work with with musicians, with the artists, with self-employed, freelancers. But yeah, we have to structurize ourselves a little bit. And then the name Website Depot is kind of like, referred clients more, I mean, reminds clients more like a Home Depot, like our number one home goods store right in the States. So I think that's how home improvement even took off more after COVID, after our name. And those are our specialties right now as we speak.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Well, it's like my dad, he always says that there's always going to be people who want to sue somebody. So makes legal a pretty evergreen industry. And of course people care about their health. So healthcare makes a lot of sense. I had a similar experience. I was helping clients primarily with like restaurants and hospitality, and then COVID hit and I swear I lost like 80% of my business. But then we swapped to e-commerce focus and have kind of expanded from there. But, we swapped to e-commerce focus. We actually grew 2 times that year. So, it's really, I guess, kind of, having an eye for change and which way the market's moving and kind of being ahead of the curve.
Yes. Similar things happened to us, right? When COVID hit. The e-commerce is also one of the niches that we specialize, right? We've built a lot of, tools and backends for the e-commerces. That was a big boost after COVID. But hospitality, when COVID hit, ours dropped also like 65 to 70%. I mean, all the restaurants, they, all left within like, I think COVID announced was in March, but then by April, May, we were already, all of them were out of the books. And then they were not even able to recover for like a good year to come back. And when they came back, they were like tiptoeing back into the business. So, we disregard that as our specialty niche. But we do have grandfathered in restaurants, banquet halls, and some other hospitality businesses that we still help. But it's not like our specialty, where we wanna keep growing or expanding in the future.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. And so like on the subject of growth, because that's what this podcast is all about, what is kind of the growth mission of Website Depot? What are you guys doing right now to hit the kind of growth you want to hit?
Right now, we are primarily focused on a couple components. One is targeted marketing, right? As I said, when we started, we were ranking for SEO service, for SEO expert, for all those different terms, and we were getting phone calls. I mean, I got a phone call from Ferrari one day to do the consultation. We got a phone call from Progressive, so some, German kitchen production company. There was a good journey, but, it's a very niche subject. So, and when you rank for broad keywords, everybody's going to call you. It's going to call you people that are starting the business, people with a low budget. So our number one now growth expansion for the future is targeting marketing, where we are targeting specific niches where we would like to expand and grow. We are expanding our business a lot of out of California, right? We in California, we already have served like everyone, from painter, plumbers, roofers, right? So now we are offering the same service to people in other states. So we got now clients from Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, New Jersey, Michigan. So this is our second geographic target, right? To go out of the states. So the way we don't work with five plumbers in LA, they're like, hey, which plumber do you guys like better? Which plumber do you guys do better job for, right? So we basically tell people we have one seat open in one geographic area for one niche. And that's our approach for the growth in the future. And then we are also incorporating, AI, AEO, so answer and engine optimization services, where our customers can start getting leads from ChatGPT as you know, is currently having 12% of a search market share. It's going to be very competitive with Google, right? I predict that within a year, the ChatGPT will have close to 40 to 50 all searches percent of searches conducted online in the States. We have figured it out, the tricks, how to optimize websites with a good content, with a good backlink structure, to rank on on AI search result pages.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a hot topic right now, right? Is ranking on chat, because I don't know about you, but I almost never use Google for search anymore. You know, Google is like, oh, let's do short, punchy. You know, it's like you got to really think about what you're going to say, make it as precise as possible. Where with chat, I go in, I'm like, I write a whole novel about exactly what I want, and then it brings it out to me, you know? So I completely understand what you're saying.
Yes, I use all the three major AI components, right? More for research right now than Google. Google is primarily, searching for where intent is faster. But even that, right? Like when I search on Google, like I more pay attention to the Google AI results than scrolling down through pages like back in the day, because that's what actually this AI. Multi-level, I call it like a multi-level search, right? Because it's not just telling you the result, it's telling you the result based on, components, like what is the best restaurant, not just what is the best on the Google map, right? Like Google will show you, but it will tell you like based on the reviews, based on customers' feedback, based on the food you like. So it'll be like multi-level results that is giving you. I think, yeah, that's something where the future is going. Google is, incorporating AI as much as possible into their search result pages, so the way people are not leaving as much to ChatGPT as they would, right, if that didn't happen. But still, the algorithm is very similar, right? Both all of those AI agents, when they conduct search through the scrape internet, the way they behave is basically they're pulling the data. Like, before we will have to like search, like I want to fly to Hawaii. What is the cheapest tickets? And then you will go to 3-4 different websites. Now you don't have to do that anymore, right? The AI will do that research, that groundwork for you, and will give you, opinion or findings of their own. And then you can go further down the line and make more researches. Or, you can just decide based on the AI output what you're going to do.
Perfect. And you kind of mentioned, so you're more targeted marketing, right? So, like, how are you reaching those targets?
So, right now, we partner up with the industry, related companies that, are involved, like yourself and stuff. So, the way is not anymore... just Google advertising or SEO, where the new customers coming in. Our content strategy, right? Like the content that we publish online right now is also targeting more those different niches. We're not anymore posting like, hire the top SEO company, right? Because when you go broad, you just attract the broader, volume of people. So if you're, let's say, advertising, a top SEO agency for the home improvement or for the roofer, then, roofers are going to be finding those results, and company, the person that owns the roofing company will be the person reaching out. So that's another, strategy. And also what we do right now, we use, we scrape internet. That's a very popular tool in marketing. Scraping, database is a big thing, right? Getting the databases of, all the business owners in certain industries, so that way we can approach them with an omni-channel approach, right? Sending them letters, emails, direct, online marketing to them through the email database. So it's a little bit easier nowadays, and also incorporating like an AI functions to it to find those targeted prospects to do business with us.
Absolutely. I mean, it sounds like a super solid strategy. And I feel like you almost going like region by region by region by region is smart, because you can say like, look, you know, we're talking to another guy. We're only going to sign one of you, you know? So I think that's kind of a brilliant approach. But yeah, you know, Dan, we're coming to a close here. You know, I always ask this question at the end of every podcast. What is your number one piece of advice for anyone who's trying to start an agency?
I mean, you know, the simple advice is start with a niche, right? That's the best approach. If I have known that before, or, you know, somebody would led me better, I would have saved, you know, many of years of a learning curve, you know, when we try to serve all. So, you know, start with a niche, find yourself something that is related with whatever you like to do, whatever you've done in the past, whatever experience you have, connections. Case studies, right? And once you know you nail one niche, you know, in one geographic area, then start expanding. I think that you know, our goal at the beginning was we wanted to be a full service agency. For being a full service agency, you need to have, you know, back in the day before AI was like 40 workers, right? Now with AI, maybe you need 20 workers for the full service, you know, company. That full service is not that important, right? Because the niche and the expertise that you bring on the table has a bigger value than thinking, oh, I need to be a full service. I need to have a receptionist. I need to have a sales team. I need to have, you know, the PPC guy, the SEO guy, the developer, front end, back end, designer, this, that. Because a lot of those jobs could be carried with, you know, with one hat. Specifically now when people are using, you know, AI to be like a superhuman powers, right? So that's my advice to them, you know, start small, start with niche, and then grow yourself up and, you know, grow carefully before, you know, you hire more than you can eat, you know?
Absolutely. That's great advice, Danny. Well, I completely agree with what you're saying. Niche down and be careful with your hiring. I think it's really smart. Use the right tools. Yeah. Anyway, Danny, thank you so much for joining. It's been a great conversation. It was awesome reconnecting with you after all these years.
Likewise. Thank you for having me, Shane. Appreciate your time and, you know, to have me on your podcast. I'm looking forward for us to, you know, do more business in the future. And, you know, I think our second, you know, rendezvous, it's meant to happen. So, you know, usually they say that's going to be a great result, right?
Absolutely. Great. Well, thank you so much, Danny. Thanks again. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Talk to you later.